first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Paul Currer asks, is it too late?
A former fifth grade student of mine, incarcerated for 11 years, was recently released from Salinas Valley State Prison. He is 25 years old. He went in at age 13 with 23 felony convictions. He cannot swim. He's never been in an airplane. He's missed an entire section of a normal life. Oh, and he loves Scooby-Doo. There's much clamor in Salinas about the gang problem. What to do? A wise friend of mine said, the problem is, gangs are the answer. Mull that over. Gangs are the answer? Unfortunately, they are. There are 33 gangs in Monterey County. 29 are Latino, 2 are black, 1 is Asian. Gangs thrive where social chaos exists. They provide tribal-like affiliations for those in them. They provide jobs and job advancement. Wannabe to street hood to shot caller, etc. I can say elementary school is too late to impact the children of gangs. One of the greatest variables to increase the likelihood of a child joining a gang is that they have a family member already in prison. 50% of my current fifth grader students have visited a family member in prison or jail. Low education levels, lack of educational motivation, early birthing before the age of 18, having illegitimate children, high density living, and years of existing with public assistance all contribute to educational failure and the draw of the gang. And gangs have a life of their own. Apparently, a lot more of my students will go to jail.
Paul Carr is a teacher and writer. If you would like to appear on this program, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.